on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
More than 800 families, some who haven't had electricity for almost a decade in Newcastle, will soon be able to switch their lights on. The local municipality has paid Eskom millions to restore power to households in Osisweni and Matadeni. Mayor Olani Dube says the money will be used to fix 47 damaged transformers. He said some of them were decommissioned due to illegal connections, which caused technical faults and safety concerns. He says the municipality stepped in, as many residents are grant beneficiaries.
There was an outcry from our communities to say, can you please assist, because they've paid, but well, they cannot afford to pay 3,000 to 6,000 rands.
He says Newcastle still owes Eskom for bulk supply, adding that the municipality is sticking to a payment plan approved by National Treasury. Now, an international relations expert has praised South Africa's efforts to keep trade talks open, but says winning Donald Trump over could be a challenge. Washington's punishing duties have taken effect on goods from some 90 countries. South African products entering America have been hit with 30% taxes. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's spoken to Trump on the phone to continue with negotiations in the hopes of securing a better deal. Professor John Strimlau from Wits University says Ramaphosa is smart to keep talking.
He really has it in for South Africa. South Africans should not leave any stone unturned, and that means conversing with Trump, and more importantly, Parks Tau and Ronald Lamola must continue the negotiations with the working level, because Trump is 78 and he'll be gone in 2028. But meanwhile, South Africa should not compromise its basic principles.
A Gauteng mother accused of exposing her child to harmful substances will remain behind bars for another week. The Johannesburg Magistrates Court has postponed the case. The mother and her three co-accused were arrested after a video of the woman's four-year-old child lighting and then smoking a substance out of a bottleneck went viral on social media. The child was removed from the woman's care and taken to a place of safety. The matter was yesterday postponed for a third time, with a group expected to apply for bail at their next court appearance on the 18th of this month. And more accusations have come to light about a woman dubbed the Mushroom Murderer in Australia. Erin Patterson was found guilty last month of murdering her husband's parents and elderly aunt by lacing their beef Wellington with lethal death cap mushrooms. Now, newly released court documents show that the 50-year-old also tried to poison her estranged husband with a chicken curry that led to him needing bowel surgery. He recalled being ill on three occasions between 2021 and 2022. The claims made during a pretrial hearing were not heard during her recent case to ensure she receives a fair trial. But the Supreme Court has ruled that those documents can now be made public. Durban's reaching a high of 21 degrees, Richards Bay 22, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
Yeah, and coming up in your sports, the Carrick Cup in action from today. The Sharks taking on the Cheetahs. We'll hear from Coach JP Peterson looking for that first win of the season in the Carrick Cup. We also have the Betway Premiership, which returns. Four KZN teams hoping for a better showing. We'll hear from Richards Bay coach Ronnie Gabriel about what he's looking forward to the most this season. And in case you missed it earlier, Sesko set to sign for United today.